There is no one overarching theme to the prehistory of humankind. The subject is simply too diffuse to allow such a luxury. But there are some pervasive issues which help us shape this narrative. A narrative built not on the deeds of individuals, the pronouncements of politicians and kings, or the rivalry of nations, but on millions of people living their lives, interacting with each other, with neighbors, with husbands, with wives, with children, with grandparents, with ancestors, with descendants. And from this, we have created a chronicle. Human prehistory is a chronicle of increasing biological and cultural diversity, which is reflected in our own biologically and culturally diverse world. And I think it's very important that all of us understand the deep roots of this biological and cultural diversity. But there's another very pervasive theme in this course, too. We humans may be diverse, but are also remarkably similar in the ways in which we behave and in the solutions we develop for survival. For example, this is why many of the early civilizations developed such institutions as divine kingship, spectacular public ceremonies, and so on. Because this is a logical solution, if you do not have fossil fuels, to the problem of creating and maintaining a large state. The late Stephen Jay Gould, the biological anthropologist, once remarked that we are all products of the same African twig. He is correct, before current evidence suggests that modern humans originated in Africa. And I hope this narrative reflects the fact that we are all products of the same African twig on this huge, bushy tree of human evolution. Another very pervasive theme of this course is the ever-changing background of environmental and climatic shifts. In considerable, but not total part, the ways in which people have adjusted to climate change have shaped our prehistory. Climate change is millennial. None of us noticed that, the fluctuations of the Ice Age. But it also can operate in drought cycles, which last several generations, or in an El Nino, which may last a year. And increasingly now, with a greater sophistication of paleoclimatology, we are able to look at these climate changes and assess what effect they had on human society. Often they were like a pebble dropped in the pond, where the consequences, politically and socially, can be markedly noticeable in the archaeological record. Human prehistory is inevitably a chronicle of sites and artifacts, of animal bones and other archaeological data. Some people have remarked that it is written in stones and pottery, a dreary subject at best. But ultimately, prehistory, like history, is the story of people as individuals, as members of families and communities and groups. So, above all, this course is about people and how they behaved. The many societies described in these lectures had different and distinctive ways of explaining their world. This is what one might call the mirror of the intangible, the beliefs which shape society and its responses to every kind of challenge imaginable. Inevitably, these intangibles have vanished on the winds of history. Only occasionally can we get an insight into how people thought or their beliefs, because the chants and the dances have vanished. All that remains are the material, surviving remains of these beliefs. And wherever possible in this course, I'm going to try and bring these beliefs to the forefront, be those of a Cro-Magnon shaman or a Maya lord. This is, above all, a course about people. People surviving, flourishing, dying out, moving, responding to the constant challenges of an often hazardous world. And a chronicle of people dealing with one another with all the complexity and sophistication that we today deal with other nations. Please, from the very beginning, do not think that prehistory is simple. It was as complicated human existence in those days as it is today. We have more technology now, but what has not changed is the dynamics of people dealing with one another. And that is what prehistory ultimately is all about. In this introductory lecture, I've summarized the organization of the course. I've stressed that this is a narrative account of human prehistory from our origins over 2.5 million years ago in Africa, right up to the advent of literate civilization. I've stressed that the course summarizes 4 major developments in the human past. Human origins, the spread of modern humans and archaic humans, the origins of food production, and the beginnings of civilization. The course follows a chronological organization, I stressed. And this means that in the next lecture, I will talk about the very, very beginnings of human origins among the non-human primates.